Bodybuilding. Begin with endurance and use your time wisely. If you do what everyone else is doing, it will take you forever to put on muscle. I suspect that the huge bodybuilders have two secrets: childhood obesity and zero fat. Childhood obesity makes it so that you begin lifting at 3. You always gain weight. You always get heavier and unhealthier. Then, when some people mature, they stop overeating and go to the gym and often fixate on the size of the legs and size of the chest to account for the stretched skin. And they use their exercise to remove all of the fat. Beneath lies 30 years of putting on muscle. It will require little to expand that. Obesity is dangerous, and it is deadly. If you are overweight, please understand that you are also a bodybuilder, but you have to get away from sugar and your stress and your lifestyle. Start walking, then walk long distances, and walk the great trails, the Appalachian Pacific Crest and Continental Divide. In 6 months, you will restore your body. In another couple of years, you will be an athlete. If you are large, work up or extend your endurance until it overwhelms your body and you begin to use up all the fat. You can do it by jogging or dancing with dumbbells. Jogging will give you powerful legs and lungs. Dancing with dumbbells gives you biceps, shoulders, and a six-pack. Until you get to the tipping point, all you will be doing is putting on muscle. After the tipping point, you will have enough muscle to exercise for so long that your body will not be able to hang on to your fat. But you need to extend your endurance, just like joggers do it. Jog a little, walk a little. Jog some more, walk a little less next week. Until you can run the whole distance non-stop. Only at the gym, you're dancing with dumbbells or twisting and turning if you don't want to dance. Now, if you are skinny, leave big bodybuilders alone. They have a lot on their plate. Unless you are obese, do not try to be like them. For one, they would die to look like you. A lot less health problems. Instead, build an athletic body with useful muscles. Just put on a reasonable amount of muscle everywhere. And this is accomplished not by lifting heavy, but by lifting whatever you can for extended periods of time. Sometimes an hour, sometimes 3. Sometimes, especially on holidays, for over 9. If you can lift something for too long, you just increase the weight a little bit. This will shorten your exercise and, yes, build up your muscle. Walking into a gym, lifting heavy a few times and hoping to get muscle out of it is not very rational. It is magical, especially when compared to walking, dancing, and twisting and turning with dumbbells for a couple of hours. Just imagine 2 horses. One walks for a total of 5 minutes, the other walks for 3 hours. Which one would you guess is healthier? Which one has more and more useful muscles? The one that walks the longer distance. And work out maybe every day, maybe every other day. But you only skip 2 days in a row if you need to heal. Synchronize your lifts with the beat of music, and it will feel like 10 minutes. That's dance trance, just like driving home in your car and not remembering all the details. Lifting is the simplest thing you can do. Bodybuilding is so simple, it is silly. But don't make it magical. Don't expect different results when you always do the same thing. You have to lift for a long time. As long as joggers jog. Then you will have arms the size of their legs. 3 sets of 10 reps with something stupid heavy could, in fact, slow down muscle deterioration of an already muscular person if all they had was 3 minutes to work out. And frankly, maybe all they want to do is spend 3 minutes on a workout so they can go and not think about bodybuilding. But that is not a workout. That is just maintenance, not the reason why those muscles are there. They are there because the bodybuilders messed with them for a long time. They could do it faster if they used endurance at the center of their workout. In the beginning, you will have to use an interval timer. It's basically a stopwatch with 2 time periods. The work period, which you should maybe set to 1 minute, and then the rest period, which you can set to 2 minutes. The 2 timers repeat however many rounds you configured them for. The number of rounds is how you control the full duration of your entire workout. As you go, always shorten your rest duration until you can eliminate it entirely, and then add more and more rounds to extend the total duration of your exercise to anywhere between 45 minutes and 3 hours. When you can lift 3 or maybe 5 pounds for a total of 30 or 45 minutes, that's where the real exercise starts, and the building of endurance can slow down. Extend your workout to 1 or 2 hours, and if you are large, to 3 non-stop dancing hours. You will see new results every couple of weeks. Your body will be working hard to adapt to an endurance-based exercise. Finally, protect your back, be healthy, and live long.